Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
16 minutes to 10. Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Now, we've had Halloween, and now the Americans have Thanksgiving, what, on Thursday?
Yes, this Thursday. They celebrate it every year on the fourth Thursday in November. The Canadians also celebrate it, but earlier in October on the second Monday. So it's definitely a North American festival. And I know people are going to get a bit cross talking again about American festivals. But first of all, Halloween is not American. It's Celtic. And secondly, I think it would be a good idea for us to introduce Thanksgiving, just so that we feel a bit of gratitude for all the things that we have. You know, it comes at in autumn for them, so it's a harvest festival, you know, thanks for the wonderful harvest they've had. And perhaps if we celebrate it, we could hold it in February or March, because that's sort of around about our harvest time. You know, we live in a very secular society these days, and I think we forget to give thanks and have gratitude for what we have.
Well, well said, yes. Now, I was in New York once, the Macy's Parade. There's a big parade on Thursday.
A huge, huge parade. Sounds fantastic, actually. Over 2.5 million people turn up, and there are balloons and floats and marching bands. And this year, apparently, there's a new route. It starts off in Central Park West and then winds its way around the park down to Herald Square and stops outside Macy's. I'd be interested to know, you know, if all the streets have been cleaned up now and how the restaurants are going. I have tried to contact my son, who works over there in a couple of the restaurants. I haven't heard from him. But I know that in that week after Sandy hit, both restaurants were closed for a whole week because they died in that area in the southern part of Manhattan, in Soho, where the big Con Ed electrical plant blew up in the middle of the hurricane.
Oh, goodness.
So they were without, I mean, imagine a restaurant. Imagine all the things that they'd have to deal with. Freezers, fridges going down, no power, no running water. Very, very difficult.
There'd be no Thanksgiving for them at the moment, then.
Well, maybe they are sort of saying thanks now, you know, because it's all over. But anyway, in America, they always celebrate Thanksgiving with this huge feast. Turkey, they use all these Native American foods. Turkey is one of theirs, and they stuff it with a bread stuffing, usually with sage, and sometimes they put raisins, celery, apples in it. Some of them put oysters in it. Cranberry sauce, which of course is North American. They love gravy. Corn on the cob, another American food. Winter squash, yams, green beans, and they usually finish off with a pumpkin pie. That's a very traditional dessert for Thanksgiving. But I've got this recipe from one of those restaurants I mentioned to you earlier. It's called Public Restaurant, and the chef there is a Michelin star chef, Brad Farmery. He does a version, a lovely light, delicate, whimsical version of the pumpkin pie. It's a pumpkin cream caramel. And I've put that recipe on my webpage today.
It's a what? A public...
A pumpkin cream caramel. Ah. It's his nod to tradition, his nod to the pumpkin pie, but a different style, much lighter. And he makes it with milk, which is infused with cinnamon and allspice, cloves and nutmeg, some cream, pumpkin puree, you need a cup of that, some eggs, and maple syrup, and he tops it with pumpkin seed brittle.
Absolutely, wow.
Absolutely delicious, yes. It's
on your website?
Based on the traditional pumpkin pie recipe. Yes, on my website, and also don't forget to book in for my edible Christmas gift classes, which are coming up in December. Book the kids in now.
And your website is?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.